Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt, dass Yavam ist Perik Ches Mischner Gimel. Amoini und Mayavi. A Ger from Ammon and Mayav. Asurim. They cannot marry a regular Yisraelis. The Isuran Yisraela. This means it applies to the Ger himself from Ammon and Mayav. To his son's son, and keeps going. Avol Nekevoi Seyem Eteres Miyad. But a woman from Ammon and Mayav, that was Megaya herself, is mutter to get married as soon as they're Megaya themselves. We're going to see later why. And of course, this was the great controversy around David HaMelech. Because there were others that tainted, hey, his grandmother is Rus, she's Hamayav. But we pass in the Isra applies only to a man ger from Ammon and Mayav, not a lady ger. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Mitzri va'adoimi, a ger from Mitzrayim or from Edoim, they're only aser up to three generations. In other words, the ger and his children are aser. But his einiklach, his grandchildren are mutter. The pasuk says beferish. Children who are born to them in the third generation can join the kal Hashem. Omer Rabbi Shimon said, kal v'chomer advarim. It's a kal v'chomer that a woman ger from Mitzrayim or from Edom doesn't become aser at all. Because ma im b'makim she'aser es hascharim Yisraelim. Ma doch in the case of Ammon and Moav, where we said that the zecharim, a ger from Ammon and Moav, doesn't make a difference how many generations he can't marry into a regular family of Yisraelim. But despite that, hiteres and akevis miyad, the lady gerim from Ammon and Moav can get married right away. So mokam shaloyaser es hascharim, elat shloi shadoiris. In the case of a ger from Mitzrayim or from Edom, where we're not so machmer, where it's only for three generations, meaning to say the third generation can already marry. Ain't it didn't, shouldn't we say for sure, shenatras and nekevis miyad, that the nekeva gerim, a geyoris, from Mitzrayim or Edom for sure can get married right away. Amr lois the chacham said like this: Im halacha, if you heard a halacha from your rebbeim that the nekevos mitzriyos and adumiyos, that the nekevos of Mitzrayim and Eden get married right away in the kabbal, we're makabel it from you. If you have such a mesayer, we're makabel it. But ve'im ledin, if you're basing it on your own kal v'chomer, we can answer that kal v'chomer. Yes, tshuva, meaning to say, we have an answer to show that the kal v'chomer is not valid. Amar lahem, said Rav Shimon told them. Loiki, no, it's not. You can't frag up the kal v'chomer, but lemaisa halacha ni omer. What I told you is something I heard from my rebbeim. I heard from my rebbeim that the lady ger from Mitzrayim or from Edom is mutter lovi b'kal right away. Lemaisa, it sounds like a very good kal v'chomer. Madach amen amoyev. They were so strict with this charem. We're mater than a kevis right away. So from Mitzrayim and Edom, where we're not so strict with this charem, for sure we should be matter than a kevis right away. What do the Chachamim mean to say they could frag up the kal v'chomer? They have a kasha on it. So the answer is, the pasuk says why Ammon and Moav cannot marry a regular Yisraelis. It's al dvara shalei kidmu eschem belechem ubemayim baderech batzeischem mimitzrayim. They didn't come out to help the Yidden with bread and water. It's not the derech for the women to go out and meet a whole army of people with bread and water. It's the men that should have done it. So the taina is on the men, not on the women. That's by Ammon and Moav. But by Edom and Mitzrayim, the pasuk doesn't give us a reason why. So we don't know if the reason why the man ger from Edom and Mitzrayim can't be accepted right away, we don't know if that wouldn't apply to the ladies. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, no, the women should have come out also. The women should have come out and brought food to the women. The Chacham is saying, no, women don't come out at all. You can look in the Tosfos Yom Tov over here, who brings parts of the Gemara on this. In any event, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Mamzerin, children that are born from a forbidden marriage that renders the child a Mamzer. Unasinim, these are the children of Givonim that were Megai themselves during the days of Yeshua. Asurin, they are also Lovi Bekal, the Suran Isser Oilam. And their children and children's children will always be Aser, And it makes no difference. Echad zecharim ve'echad nekevais. So we learned in our Mishnah that a ger, a moini, or mayavi is asr lovi bakal, and that's an isr that keeps going. It doesn't make a difference how many generations. Then a kevais, and what to right away? A ger from Mitzrayim or Edom is only asr for 3 generations, which means he and his son, the ger and his son, is asr, but his son's son, the dar shlishi, is mutter. Reb Shimon learns from a kal v'chaymer. So of course, the women from Mitzrayim and Edom are for sure mutter miyad. The Chachamim said, if you have such a Masayra, we'll accept it. But as far as the Kal V'chaymer is concerned, we have a Kasha. V'yamin Amoyev, we know why the women are mutter right away. There's no time of why they didn't come out with bread and water for the Yidden. It's not the derech of women to come out. So Reb Shimon said it's a halacha. But anyway, the Kal V'chaymer is still a good Kal V'chaymer. It's not the derech for the women to come out to the men, but Reb Shimon holds the women should have come out to the women. The Maaseh, the Batnur says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam also paskins that way. They paskin like the Chachamim, that the Isser, Mitzri, and Adoimi applies even to Nekevus.